See what we can do about bringing some sunshine or some light on the big picture or pictures here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What do you want to know? You can send us a note. Hey, I want to know this, that, or the other thing. And we'll respond to it, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Rich at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com. Rich McFadden along with Kenny and Doug. Richie will tell you his story. Been off the program for about 10 days now, and the story behind the story in terms of his hospital stay and what's going on with him, that'll come up later on. Jennifer Horn is on that cruise, and I think is back on Thursday or maybe Friday this week. She had a nice long trip. Roberta Fasanelli, who's not normally around at this hour anyway, working on the Queen of Sheep report. There's a lot of information that we try to pass along as a public service, places at DougSteffen.com where you can find all kinds of important information. Help yourself to that. We're always interested in service. Service. I want some service. Okay, so the Washington scandals, latest one to come up. This is another IRS scandal. Apparently, the IRS spent $50 million to hold a couple of hundred conferences for employees in the last couple of years. The conference spending included about $4 million in Anaheim for, that's near Disneyland. The room rates, what people are paying is $13,000. What in the world? The baseball tickets, presidential suites, 15 outside speakers paid $135,000. Good God. What an appalling, apparent waste of taxpayer money. Frivolous, they don't care. Jay Carney, the White House, said the president had not seen the forthcoming report. Man, are we sick of that? I haven't seen it. I don't know anything. It's just, hello? Who's running the place? Where does the buck stop? The excuses that we hear about these scandals are insulting. Which word would you use? 888-302-3684. Insulting or entertaining? Kenny, you want to pick one of those two? Insulting or entertaining? The excuses for all of these scandals.
I would opt for a word somewhere in between.
Yeah, like what?
Frustrating would be one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entertained, that's for sure.
No.
But
some folks are. They find it's always nice to kind of chew on the right likes to chew on the left likes to chew on the right, and so maybe that's part of all of this.
Yeah, I just look at it like I just can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
that this stuff goes on and continues to go on, and that these people think they're nobody's going to care. They're just going to get away with it.
Right.
With the IRS spending millions and millions on these conferences,
mm-hmm.
that's just crazy. And if it was a TV show or a movie, nobody would believe it.
Right. So the conference spending, the targeting of conservative groups, the fact that the Obama Foundation got priority treatment by the IRS, that sort of thing has stuck very well with people, and well, it shouldn't. The IRS bureaucrats say that they had been overly energetic and enthusiastic, and that was their problem. They were just so enthusiastic about doing the right thing. The press secretary has to be kind of low energy, telling the press everybody, everything's been done properly. All of these scandals are being overblown by the news media. The White House has done everything. They have checked the facts first to find out what's true. I love this excuse. The president is often in the dark about major events because government is just too big. Yep, okay, that one, I think that one does ring true, doesn't it? And then, anyway, it's just ridiculous. So that's the word that I'm using. If you have a word that you'd like to share with us, 888-302-3684, what word best describes all of these scandals? And is this another one? I didn't see this late last week, apparently because last week was Memorial Day. There were things going on. There were meetings at the White House because it was supposedly a quiet week. You may or may not have heard that the president had an Oval Office meeting with illegal immigrants, even though he ignored recent requests for a sit-down from the leaders of the union representing immigration officers. The fact that the president and the vice president hosted illegal immigrants in the White House while constricting citizen tours, refusing to meet with immigration officers, says it all. How many people have heard that story? 888-302-3684. That's just, I mean, I guess, what do you expect? This would be my question under the circumstances. And it is, all of this stuff just shows how thin the thinking is. I'm just looking at more and more, just page after page after page of this stuff. At what point do you get tired of it? 888-302-3684. Okay, in a moment, I want to spend a little bit of time on, well, I'll probably bring you a couple of quick updates here. The Supreme Court yesterday said it was okay to do cheek swabs and to take DNA samples because they're the modern version of fingerprinting. How many people think that that's cool? 888-302-3684. Yesterday marked the first day of the court martial of Bradley Manning. Remember him, the private who leaked the WikiLeaks information or gave the WikiLeaks information, gave the information to WikiLeaks. It wasn't the WikiLeaks information. It was the information that sort of has caused a big stir, and I don't know why. Nobody's been hurt by this, Kenny, right? There's nothing anywhere that suggests that anybody, it just sort of, it hurts their feelings when information gets leaked out that is embarrassing to people who are in power. What are you following? What do we have on Twitter and Facebook as far as new things scooting around?
About the IRS, Jay is troubled that yesterday the new IRS chief said that he was at the hearing that he would not fire the people responsible for all of the crazy spending, but they would essentially be demoted to a lower position.
All right. Good for them. Congratulations. All right, let's spend some time losing weight. Lose weight as you feel rejuvenated and balance following the Mind, Ball, and Soul workout. If you've not heard about this, I was talking about this a little bit yesterday. The new Mind, Ball, and Soul workout designed by international fitness presenter and physical therapist. It's been something that has worked so well on the greatest Olympians and athletes. Mind, Ball, and Soul will tighten and tone your body, relax and harmonize your mind and spirit. Influenced by Eastern yoga and modern-day physical therapy principles, there is no other workout like it. You can go to Amazon Books and find it there. Mind, Ball, Soul. Mind, Ball, Soul and Amazon Books. Despite some of the things that you've heard about all of the stuff that fitness crazes, you Sunday morning you can turn on the television set and find all these paid advertisements for this crazy workout and that crazy. I've got the biggest, tightest abs in the world, and I've become a superstar and all that other stuff. Okay, so maybe that works for you. This Mind, Ball, Soul is aimed at developing a stronger core, a more flexible body, and aimed at reducing stress. Just some of the many benefits of Mind, Ball, and Soul. No need to spend a lot of hours training in the gym. Work out in your home and gain more than just physical results. Mind, Ball, and Soul is a complete workout routine. Your new body and life is waiting to unfold now. Find Mind, Ball, and Soul at Amazon Books.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
I'm at a local golf course to talk gold bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold bond powder. Relief starts now.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
So a lot of conversation on this program and elsewhere in the last day or so about this study, a census report, which finds about half of U.S. households have a mother who's either the sole primary breadwinner or the amount of money being brought in by the husband and the wife is about the same. Here are the ladies on The View discussing this trend.
Analysis of the U.S. Census found that 40% of American households with children under the age of 18 have a mother who either is the sole or primary earner for her family. Now, this apparently seems to change the family dynamic for people because people are not comfortable with it, many of them. What do you think?
Well, it's also a lot of this has to do with who's the family breadwinner. And it has traditionally been the male. And they look at in the animal world and, you know, the man, the male lion is more dominant than the female. Okay, fine. And the fact that now today 40% of all mothers are the family breadwinners, that's a very big amount. And what does this, the next question is, what does this do to the marriage? Does it make it more difficult when the woman is earning more than her husband? What does it do to the dynamic? And this is relatively new. Now, supposedly, it doesn't affect the children. You can get something here on one side that says, yes, it does. The stay-at-home mother is a better mother. And the other side says, no, the working mother and so forth. They haven't figured that out yet. But what they do know is that more and more women are working and earning more than their men.
Well, while the economy is still getting CPR, I think many women who maybe were home have now gone back into the workforce that they were in or entered into it for the first time, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I do think there's a tendency to, at any point in your relationship, resent someone for inputting more than you're getting.
I wonder how much of that is in this. That's Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View. Brian's in Burlington, Iowa. Who's the big breadwinner in your family, Brian?
Well, it has to be me because I'm single, raising three kids on my own. Mm-hmm. But my comment with that is that I believe that's a sad statistic, but I think what's overstated today is disparity still between men and women's wages, which I hear about just about all the time. And in the white-collar world, I believe that could be true, but in the blue-collar world, I still think we coddle women because I've been in situations in management where we can't hire a woman for a certain job or we have to ask the men to do this job, but yet they're making the same pay grade and we can't discriminate, but yet we won't make them step up and do the hard stuff. And they're getting the same pay as that guy over there that's got to do all the hard
stuff. So you're talking about physical things, that sort of thing?
Yes, the trades work. Let's look at the dynamics of our police and fire when you see them responding.
Yeah. Now, there are a lot of people in the fire department who think that may be the case. All right, interesting points. Thanks for the call, sir.
I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Started being a disc jockey. This song was number one during this week in 1975, and I was done being a disc jockey in the fall of 74. And I know how much I like John Denver's songs, love listening to him on the radio, and they still sound good today. So we bring you back to this date, 1975, for the John Denver Rewind, as it were. 25 at the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Okay, so normally at this point in time, we bring you three or four excerpts from the late night shows, the comedy, and we'll do that now. And then an excerpt from Wendy Williams from yesterday. First, though, Jay and Dave and Jimmy Fallon.
It has been touch and go here in Los Angeles. This latest California wildfire getting pretty scary. You see all the smoke and the ash in the air here? It's very frightening. But Governor Jerry Brown, God bless him, he's got it under control. What he's going to do, he's going to tax and regulate the fire until it gets fed up and moves to another state. That's how you crack down. That's right. Well, according to a new report, California is ranked near the bottom regarding its economic policies. Near the bottom. Well, which is actually good news. I thought we were the bottom. Really? You mean there's somebody below us? That is unbelievable.
Kim Kardashian, you know, is having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And they announced that it was a baby girl, and they made the announcement on their reality show. Now, who hasn't done that? But the Kardashians are pleading with the public to respect their never-ending pursuit of self-promotion. Please respect them. We don't want this thing to turn into a circus, do we?
Guys, listen to this. Starbucks is now banning smoking within 25 feet of its stores, which will get even worse for smokers once they realize every Starbucks is about 25 feet from another Starbucks.
Where can I smoke? It's like a Twilight Zone. Hey, where to go? I gotta move to Canada. They have these rules at Tim Hortons.
All right. So Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, Jay Leno. Yesterday, Wendy Williams, on her daytime program, gave her thoughts on the rumors that former American Idol contestants may be the new judges as the show comes back again next year.
So Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj are both officially off of American Idol. We have already talked about that. Oh! She's all, woo! Okay, and we know that Randy Jackson is out. No word on whether Keith Urban is leaving. Oh, Oh, we want him to go too? All right. Well, reportedly, American Idol has replaced all the judges, or is about to replace them all, with some familiar faces. According to E! News, the familiar faces are, they're going to be using three judges, not four. Reportedly, they're all former Idol contestants. Jennifer Hudson. Kelly Clarkson. Stop it, Suzanne. All right, put your hands to your side. And either Adam Lambert or Clay Aikens. Really? Okay, first of all, I'm saying to all four of them. However, if anything, you clap for Adam and Clay, get rid of Jennifer Hudson and keep Kelly Clarkson. I'm going to tell you why. Just because you're black doesn't always mean you have to go along with the black vote, number one. People always think that. You know, if you're black, you always have to go with the black vote. No, no, you don't.
It's an interesting perspective on that, isn't it, huh? All right, so another issue of the day, 888-302-3684, because that's what we're about here. Issues of the day, people that folks are talking about, that good stuff. Here on Good Day as we continue.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. The state of Florida is prosecuting an 18-year-old girl for having a lesbian affair with a 14-year-old girl. Is this a productive use of prosecutorial resources?
They should treat this like an 18-year-old boy and his 14-year-old girlfriend. That's how it should be. I know that that can be, that's a little bit of a gray area. It can be a little tough, but it seems to me that it's the lesbianism part of this that's really got people up in arms. I think it is probably a ridiculous waste of prosecutorial resources.
Assault on a minor is the essence of the crime in an of-age male and an underage female. Anybody with daughters in the high school range knows by common sense this is girls coming of age, doing safe experimentation. It is a completely different dynamic. Can we just apply some common sense?
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
A good day, shall we? Lifting our voices together
to sing a song of praise for this good day. I want to say hi to Susan, Susan Crane, one of our longtime listeners. Also, Alyssa Carlock in Chester, Vermont. Roy Borshand in Goffstown, New Hampshire. Who is the lady who just called? Stella. Hello, Stella. Thank you. Looking at pictures of my farm and enjoying that. That's what you can see. A lot of pictures that to connect to all of us here on the Good Day program. You can find those at DougStephan.com. Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan, Richie's around somewhere lurking around. We'll get his story later on. First of all, let's talk about the things that are presumably important things that you need to know about for today, with your comments, of course. 888-302-3684. The chemical weapons controversy, the UN has backed an assertion that they are being used in Syria. They say more evidence is needed, though, to determine the precise chemical agents used and who actually used them. We always like the UN because they're so jolly Johnny on the spot. That'll be one of the questions that comes up. This program will come to you on Friday, at least my part of the program. I'll be at the United Nations for a broadcast there that will last all morning. And this will be one of the things that we talk about with officials who are at the United Nations. What do we do in Syria? Another item of interest today, Congress is having a lot of hearings. They are spelling out for the first time to the armed services how far they are willing to go in changing the military justice system. The sexual assaults going on in the military have to stop, and they want to do something about it. What's your suggestion if you have one? 888, I know a lot of you say get the women out of the military. That doesn't fix anything. 888-302-3684. Congress is poised today to do some more scrutiny with the IRS in mind. Groups targeted by the IRS are getting their say on Capitol Hill. More controversy. The spending of your tax dollars on these frivolous conventions have started to bug a lot of people. So I asked for you to call us, excuse me, at 888-302-DOUG and tell us if there's a word that you have on the top of your mind that describes all these scandals, what would it be? David's in El Paso listening to KTSM. So, David, what do you think?
To sum up in one word, accountability. In the Marines, as a new corporal, I was told by the colonel you could delegate authority but not responsibility. And if I, this is not attacking the president, but if I tried to tell the colonel that these were excesses committed by subordinates without my knowledge, I would have been in deep water.
Right. The buck stops with you. Right. I understand what you're saying, David. Thank you for the comment. 888-302-3684. What word would you say that describes these scandals? If you have one, you want to share it with us as we go through a lot of things today. The Women in the Workplace poll, excuse me, a lot of action there as to the discussion of who's the primary breadwinner. Kenny, what do we have floating around on our social media with regard to that or other things that we've posted so far today?
Just waiting for the page to reload.
Mine's working slowly, too, this morning. I'll give you a couple of other things to chew on that are among
the... Oh, here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
About the primary breadwinners?
Yeah.
Gary says that he is. Jay says it takes both of us. There's no way in today's economy a single-income household can achieve success.
Mm-hmm.
Renee says my husband is the primary breadwinner, although I work also. Chris says, me, my cat and dog are loafers. Nathan says, my wife, but not only for money, but to provide us both with adequate health insurance coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And Janet says, I was for about 10 years until we retired. My husband was told he was too expensive for the company when he was in his 50s, so they replaced him with two stringers. He worked for a newspaper. Mm-hmm. He never got back to the same level of income.
Yeah. Where have we heard that kind of story before? 888-302-3684. Oscar Pistorius, the double amputee Olympian, has his murder trial postponed. Yesterday we were talking about it's supposed to start. I think, wasn't it this week it was supposed to start? But they've got it pushed off now.
Sometime soon, yeah.
Yeah, to August. I don't know. I don't know why there's so much focus on that, frankly. I do understand the focus on Major Nidal Hassan. There's another name in the news today. His lawyers say he will present a plan, a defense of others strategy. He may argue that he was protecting fellow Muslims in Afghanistan from soldiers preparing to deploy from Fort Hood. Protecting fellow Muslims. They're going to use this as a strategy? How do you make that stick? Wow, I don't know what to say. 888-302. Huh? How do you? Hello. The Associated Press says today that the practice of secret email accounts. Did you know that there are many people in government who have secret email accounts because they don't want to go through the scrutiny? And now one wonders, these various agencies who have legal responsibility to be forthcoming, whether this is the government. They're supposed to be, all this stuff's supposed to be public. See, that's what bothers me about the WikiLeaks thing. Every time you turn around, there's more stuff that's classified. You can't find out information about this, can't find out about that. No, that's not what it's supposed to be about. You're supposed to be doing the people's business, and it shouldn't be a secret. Everything should be open to scrutiny. If you're not doing your job properly, we should be able to find it out. Don't you agree? Am I wrong or not?
No, I don't get the whole thing where that everything it's like everything is a secret or that we're not entitled to know.
You don't need to know. You just pay the bills.
Just
and
pay
shut
your
up.
Taxes and
yeah.
be quiet.
And
yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. 888-302-3684. Okay. The storm chaser story, the deaths of the three tornado researchers, a lot of people talking about that. Matter of fact, here's a radio host Larry Connors talking to one of the former Weather Channel meteorologists named Sally Russell about these three who were killed in Oklahoma And this is cut 22, Michael. And the criticism that many have saying they ought to not have been there in the first place. By the way, there's a big flood warning out for these areas of Oklahoma today. Here's Larry Connors.
I'm looking at a post you put up earlier that states most of you read my post about the tornadoes and media and Chaser debacle that occurred the other night, reference Friday night. And now most everyone knows that three tornado scientists were killed on Friday. You went on to say these were not the Chaserazzi. They were all over the Saturday morning network news. These were guys truly trying to gain a better respect and understanding of tornadoes. Sally, I know those comments mean a lot to their friends and relatives, but in the end, many say they shouldn't have been there anyway. Your thought?
Well, most of those storm chasers really had no business being in that storm. When you saw some of the radar shots where you could actually see the storm spotter networks and the storm chaser networks, a lot of them were in the southern core of that tornado. The folks that had lost their lives, they're actually scientists, and they were there to put probes out to gather information from the tornadoes. I have not been informed on exactly what happened. I don't know how they lost their lives, other than I do know that they lost their lives in the tornado, but I'm not really sure about what the situation was. But what is happening right now is these people that are out there, that are just out there to get the money shot, because that's really what it's all about. They're out there to make as much money as they can, to get as close as they can, and they're putting their own lives and other people's lives in danger. And this is going to continue to happen. It's my opinion, of course, this is going to continue to happen until they're really kind of shocked into reality. Is you can't be a quarter mile from a tornado and think that you're at a safe distance. It is impossible. You have to give Mother Nature the respect as to be able to get out of the way of these storms, because as we saw on Friday, that storm was going in one direction, and then something pulled it directly due east, and then it took another turn. So you may be on a small country road and think you're totally fine. It's going away from you, and things can change in a matter of just a few seconds. The other problem is there's so many of them out there. They're clogging up the roads. They're clogging up the roads for the emergency management and emergency vehicles that are trying to get, when the tornado hits, they're trying to get to people. They're trying to help them, and they're clogging up the roads. And this is just a really passionate subject of mine, that, you know, you want to look at a tornado, I have no problem with that. Keep your distance, get out of the way of people, and really, you should be there just to photograph it for yourself, photographing it and selling it to the media, trying to get the closest and most impressive shot, I think is highly irresponsible and really should be frowned upon.
All right, who agrees with that? Sounds pretty sensible to me when you get right down to it. They died for nothing. What did they die for? They didn't prove anything. They didn't fix anything. They didn't do anything. So what the heck? 888, I wonder what their families are thinking. 888-302-3684. We have been talking about women in the workplace. There's the story of women working on the other side of the law. A young woman robbed four banks in Washington suburbs without interrupting conversations on her cell phone. This is the most recent heist. A woman with sunglasses casually pushed up on her dark hair and mobile phone in her ear, walked into a bank and opened her purse and had showed the teller a handgun and a note saying, "I want all your cash." During the entire sequence, she was on her cell phone. Yes, multitasking, a very important thing to be doing. What do women really want? This goes back to working in the workplace. If you are in the workplace, well, what is it that you want? Do you want to have your husband take more responsibility for the things at home? Does he, in fact? Is that part of your understanding? Let's face it, the women run the house for the most part. If you look at any approach, it always sort of takes that into account. I think there are exceptions, but and I don't even know whether these are expectations, frankly. At your house, Kenny, what's the expectation? Your wife works. Does she take care of everything? Do you share everything? Somebody cooks, somebody does the dishwasher, washes the dishes. What happens?
We share. We share just about everything.
You do?
She's way ahead of me on laundry. No. But but pretty much everything else, we share. We work together.
Our video of the day yesterday at DougStephan.com sort of goes with that study of women in the workplace. You might want to check it out along with our video of the day today, which has a father from my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, doing a parody of Taylor Swift's song 22, which he renamed 42. It's about whether he's feeling his age or not, so you'll get a kick out of that. But I think watching it is more fun than listening to it. But it is one of those things. You find them, and we find stuff from all over the place that we think you'll be interested in. So you might want to check that out at DougStephan.com. Here's something else you ought to check out: your hairline. And maybe it isn't just the hair in the front, but hair all over your head. If you have premature thinning hair, it can be embarrassing, can be frustrating. Here's the story of a great product. I've gotten emails from people all over the place saying they've tried Provia. They like it because their hair is fuller, it feels like it's stronger, and they wish they had figured out how to do this years ago, because nobody likes to be without hair. I think thinning hair is even worse than being bald, and the reason that your hair is thinning is because your follicles are plugged up. You need to clean out the pores, and that's what Provia does. It strengthens your hair follicles, gives them the opportunity to grow, and it thickens them as well, like those chemically laden shampoos that give you what they call volumizer. This stuff is not made out of chemical, no pharmaceuticals, and it does the same thing. And it's great for both men and women. So ladies, if you're frustrated because you don't want to, it's more acceptable for men to be bald, not so hot for women, you might want to call this number, 800-525-8319. I think I'm making a pretty good case here for using Provia. Why would you wait? There's a 3-month money back guarantee, nothing to lose except all that hair. Try Provia risk-free now and get a free month supply with your order when you mention Doug Stephan by dialing 800-525-8319. That's Provia for your hair. You'll look much better this summer. 800-525-8319.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
On the first trading day of June, the bond market initially rallied on a weaker-than-expected reading of the ISM Manufacturing Index at 49. A reading below 50 suggests a contraction in business activity. But mortgage-backed securities later sold off on comments from Fed member Lockhart hinting at the possibility that the Fed may start tapering its bond-buying program by August. Conforming no-point 30-year fixed mortgage rates now average 4%, while 15-year rates are a lot lower, averaging closer to 3.25%. For more information on home loans or real estate, visit our website at aramco.biz or call me at 800-710-2726. This is Maron Aram for Good Day.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
You too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
The Doug Good Day program, how do you do? I remember last week and the week before we were talking about dairy farmer Vernon Hershberger, sort of following up on that. He was charged with selling raw milk from an unlicensed dairy farm. The State Department of Agriculture in Wisconsin finding themselves now in a gray area. Secretary of Agriculture Ben Brankle It says it's too early to determine how this will affect activities in his department. It says internally we're going to start our process of reviewing rules and regulations because the jury found him not guilty of three of the four charges that were brought against him, and the Ag Department of Wisconsin looks pretty stupid given the fact that they're the dairy state. We had a hearing here in Massachusetts yesterday on allowing raw milk to be sold not only on the farm but in other places or delivered to home. More and more people interested in eating better and being healthier, and that's why the focus on raw milk. 51 after on Good Day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Tech Talk time has arrived. A lot of things going on. Some news from Apple, a couple of trends in terms of using various devices. Shelley Palmer is here every day, too, at this time, with an overview of some important subject. He talks today about what Apple is going to show off at their Worldwide Developers Conference, which starts next week. So let's listen to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, we're quickly approaching WWDC, Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, which starts on June 10th in San Francisco. Normally, WWDC is a time for Apple to show off its new software and tech for developers. We'll definitely see iOS 7 next month, a major user interface overhaul for Apple's popular OS. Rumor has it that there will be some new hardware shown off too, but before you rush down to the Apple Store, know that Apple's not expected to show off any new iPhones or iPads, even though we know they're coming.
spring. Instead, Apple is expected to unveil several new MacBooks along with a new version of OS X. Like a lot of the MacBook upgrades, these are expected to have only minimal changes and should begin shipping soon after they're unveiled. While we may not see the next iDevices at the WWDC, we're going to keep our eyes and ears peeled, as we'll definitely get to look at the OS those new iDevices will be running. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game.
Yeah, come on.
Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or...
Swap it!
Or the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Jackpot!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Ba-ba black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Pretty amazing. There was a vent. There's a lot of these auctions that sometimes there's specialty auctions, and there was one a few weeks ago. It was last week, where a vintage Apple computer, the Apple One, made in 1976, sold at that auction for $671,400. Good Lord. Hey, who even remembers? Ken, did you have an Apple One? Did you know anybody who had an Apple One?
No. Especially not, I didn't know anybody who had any, maybe a calculator in the 70s. But
yeah. I remember having a Commodore 65 the kids started using. I think I got that in Megan would have been about 8 or 9. It was right around like 1980 or something. Does that sound about right? Yeah. The kids have been about 8 years old then, 8 or 9 years old. $671,400. Wow. That is really astounding. And then there's the story from Los Angeles. This I noted, actually there was clips out of the LA paper when I was there on Saturday. A new trend. I think we had this story at DougStephan.com, as a matter of fact. The fact that more and more restaurants are shaming people on Twitter for not showing up for their reservations because they're asking you for not only your email address, but Twitter and Facebook accounts. How often, have you ever, when you call a restaurant, I don't know if you do that, Kenny, you make reservations and do they ask you for not only your phone number now, but for an email or for a Facebook location, Facebook address?
No, I've never run into that. I hardly ever go anywhere right. Nice enough to, it's, yeah, unless it's a special occasion.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But even so, I've never been asked for social media.
Have you ever seen anything like that? You follow Twitter all the time. Ever seen anything on Twitter?
No, I haven't.
Really?
I don't know if that's just an L.A. thing or not.
Yeah, maybe. I think it might be. I don't know if it's going with the practice too wide. But interesting anyway. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.